Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It is the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danka and Manisha Tank. And we are in the final week of circuit breaker measures. Although, if you're thinking about going back to the office, that might take a while.
Yes, it might.
Still
it
working
might do.
From home.
Yeah, and you know, and we've talked about how people might live a sort of hybrid version of their normal working week. But many of us have taken the hassle out of cooking or going out every day by ordering lunch services, I have to say.
I love this, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me too. And there's one company here in Singapore that's been doing that. And they've been doing it from even way before the COVID-19 crisis, but with a difference.
Yeah. The new lunch's main mission is to use the best and freshest ingredients to cook and deliver healthy lunch boxes to children at school.
And yet on April 3rd, when PM Lee announced schools would be closed and that restrictions would apply to restaurants, it meant that the new luncher was not able to continue operating.
What do you do in that scenario? Well, it's a situation that forces you to pivot their business, and that's exactly what they did. Within 5 days, the new grocer was launched.
That's amazing. The website allows users to shop for premium ingredients, those that you typically find in Michelin-starred restaurants, delivered to your doorstep. So you can fuel your MasterChef ambitions, Elliot.
I love it. Yeah. The audition line for the next season of MasterChef is going to be long, I tell you. Catherine Leselin, the founder of the new luncher and the new grocer, is on the line with us. Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start off with the new luncher. I mean, what prompted you to start this business, to service?
I am a mother of two, and I wanted to provide my kids with balanced and healthy meals at school. And parents have so many food options at the office, while kids' menu at school are often the same. So as a mother, I was a bit frustrated, but as an entrepreneur, this frustration led me to create the new luncher in Singapore first, then in Hong Kong. And the core mission of the new luncher is to cook and deliver fresh, tasty, and quality lunch boxes to kids at school.
So interesting. Actually, I got an alert about this service through the parents at my school, so I know about it. With COVID-19 and the circuit breaker measures then being implemented, walk us through the decision to pivot to delivering groceries with the new grocer business. I mean, how? Within 5 days? That's incredible.
But, you know, the COVID-19 just put a sudden stop to our company with a drop of 100% of our revenue in a day. In April, I was actually watching our prime minister on TV with one of my food suppliers. And we learned that schools would be closed. It was for me a shock. You know, and how could I keep my chef? How could I keep my team? How as a company can we survive when all schools were closed? So, honestly, I didn't sleep that night. And that same night came the idea of pivoting by just working with the food suppliers to give families who are staying home a direct access to an incredible selection of ingredients to cook themselves. So we just worked tirelessly for 5 days in a row to build a website, and we built a grocery store online within a week. And the new grocer.com was born and alive on Monday, 13 April. And since then, we offer families groceries online and we deliver in 2 business days.
So within 2 business days, that's pretty fantastic. If you could, which are your most popular products? I mean, you've been running for about close to 2 months now. Which are the most popular products?
Vegetable, fruits, salmon, avocado. I would say the essential, you know, fresh ingredients.
Okay. But what I'm really intrigued by was how your team have adapted to the shift of becoming a green grocer service and whether or not you've experienced any hiccups or challenges along the way. Because I was also thinking, was there ever a moment there where you thought, okay, I'll stick with the lunch idea and I'll try and provide lunches to all these workers who are at home, but you decided to shift completely. So how has that gone down?
Hopefully, our team is so flexible. My chef now, instead of cooking, they are now selecting and packing ingredients for the families. We had to move fast and adapt our operations to this new environment. And by delivering ingredients to families, we kept the essence of our core mission and we pivoted the service. The challenge, so many, my God, so many. We were a team of chefs and we became a team of grocers. But we managed to keep our company alive. And just for that, we do feel the happiness of being useful at this time, but as a team.
But then what about the food supplies being disrupted? Were you affected by any supply chain disruptions?
We do, and we overcome them by just communicating closely with the customers. We right. all have to understand that we need to be flexible, patient, and understanding during this special time. We have no choice. Things are difficult, and we can do difficult things.
When you say communicating with the customers, meaning it's about getting them to understand that things are going to take more time before they get delivered?
So either more time or the product or the ingredients is out of stock.
Right, right. Okay, so just being a bit more open with them.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Catherine, you know, we keep talking about supply chain disruption on this program. And when all of this happened, I remember seeing empty shelves because people thought they couldn't get hold of essential groceries. How do you keep those supply chains nice and fluid? You've just said that you have a supplier. Have you extended that, expanded that?
Yes, we did. Because actually, we started with the suppliers we were working with for the new launcher. And then very quickly, we expanded our suppliers database. And it was just how to create a selection that would satisfy our communities, our families.
We're speaking with Catherine Leselin, who is the founder of The New Luncher and The New Grocer. But Catherine, you've been talking about adapting and changing. And next week, we will see phase one of the reopening of the Singapore economy. So do you foresee more adapting? How will you cater to a bit of a half and half, you know, some working from home, some going back to the office? And what about The New Luncher? Does that come back into play again?
Yeah, the new launcher will restart next week when okay. schools reopen. The new grocer was born to save the new launcher and timely responded to the family's needs. So starting from next week, by keeping both the new grocer and the new launcher, we will just make a wider reason to be bringing good food for children at school, but also to the children and their families at home.
Right, so by default, you've ended up expanding your business despite the fact that we've all been on circuit breaker. Is that effectively what's happened here? Because now you started off with New Luncher, now you've got the new grocer as well.
Yes, it was what we did. Instead of stopping the New Luncher, we expanded actually our service.
Okay, and you're indicating that you're going to start serving a wider audience. How are you going to maintain all the food delivery? Because that's been a big issue.
We work with a lot of drivers, and, you know, it's been 3 years we were delivering schools lunches at school. So we, during this time, we just asked to work with more drivers.
But Catherine, you've got all these surveys. There are all these surveys that are coming out saying that the F&B sector is going to suffer more closures, more layoffs. For you at the New Luncher and the New Grocer, apart from needing more drivers, where do you see your business going for at least the next 6 months? Are you expecting to profit from these closures?
Honestly, my hope is the same as everyone. Just survive now. Who can predict or plan anything at this time? Who? It's the same hope as everyone. And, you know, my son is 11, and when we launched the new grocer, he came up with this quote, which was quite accurate. Never plan your entire life, but always plan your next move. We have no visibility today. We all have the same hope.
This is very true. So given that, what would you say is your advice to other companies that are having to disrupt themselves due to the COVID-19 pandemic? Because it's obviously a difficult time for many of them.
It is a very difficult time. And for us, for me, I would say that Charles Darwin helped me during this crisis, as he once stated that it's not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one that is most responsive to change. So I would say be open-minded to change fast. Don't fear competition. Just do it, but differently.
That's very well put. We've been speaking with Catherine Leselin, who is founder of The New Luncher and The New Grocer. Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe, okay?
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.